Blog Talk Radio.
From distractions? Well, let's be empowered as we navigate through this difficulty together. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. Well, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to an interactive and rich environment that we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, don't be scared, as they would say. We ask that you chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're looking at how to stay productive during difficult times. How to stay productive during difficult times. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send a fax or an email. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, your phones with your notes, you want to grab something so that you, the richness of what will be shared and the nuggets that you will be able to grab from on today's installment of Motivational Monday. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series. But before we move into where we're going on our journey today, you know, it's so difficult in this time for many to navigate through this difficulty that we're going through. It's not easy. It's causing us to be stretched out of our comfort zone and dealing with things that we have not dealt with in our own lifetimes, many of us at a level in which we're facing today. And in our last four installments of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we looked at navigating through difficulty. In week one, on March the 23rd, we discussed the importance of having a positive mindset, which in essence deals with our thoughts. We also looked at the importance and significance of staying anchored in our faith or your core values. Maintaining a good attitude. This is the way in which we move in the world around us. In week number two, we discuss accept what's beyond your control. So much is happening today that we have absolutely no control over. And so interesting because all of the authorities and the scientists and the doctors and all of the various people that are giving information to us, the only one thing that they agree upon, and that one thing is that they don't know when this is going to end. That's the only thing that they agree upon. So we have to accept what is beyond our control, and there's so much that's beyond our control. We looked at and talked about the importance that you cannot entertain negativity. Don't entertain negativity. Don't set this beautiful table expecting guests as if you were expecting guests and you put out the beautiful linen and the dishes and all of that to entertain negativity, to allow negativity to take a seat in your mind. And so we want you to know we don't want negativity to take a seat at the place in our mind, at the table in our mind. We also looked at the importance of staying hopeful in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of crisis, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of all of what may be going on, the storms of life. It's so important to stay hopeful. In week three of our four-week series on April the 6th, we discussed be a leader. Don't be a follower. Leaders rise up. They take charge. They help to guide others through difficulty in a time of a crisis. We said it's important to see beyond the storm. That means that we have to raise our head above the storm so we can see beyond the storm. Don't get overly caught up in the storm, but make sure that we can see beyond the storm, have vision that lifts us beyond what we may be dealing with today. And regardless of your economic status, your age, your cultural background, where you live, we are all facing this virus. It's affecting all of us. So no one is excluded from what we're dealing with today. Absolutely everyone is in the midst of this storm. And that's why we said it's important to see beyond the storm. When you're in a storm, it's so important to stay calm, calm. Don't get caught up in all of the anxiety of the storm, but to stay calm. Because when we are calm, we're able to process through effectively. But when we're not, and we're all over the place, and we're dealing with the anxiety, and I'm not saying it's not real, but you have to redefine that. You have to shift that and determine what is it that I need to do to recenter and refocus so that in the midst of the storm, I maintain the anchor that I need to stay calm. And in our last in our four-week series on navigating through difficulty, on last week, April the 13th, we talked about be flexible. It's so important when you're dealing with and facing crisis, navigating through difficulty, that you are flexible, that you don't allow yourself to get stuck in old habits, old things, old ways, that you're not flexible, that you stay fluid in the midst of the difficulty. We said it's important for you to think things through. You have to keep your thinking cap on so that you can process and off of your emotions. Our emotions will have us all over the place. But when we allow ourselves to anchor down and process our thoughts, we're able to come up with resolutions and ideas that will give us what we need in the midst of. And in all of this, we said that it's so important for us to walk in self-care. We have to walk in self-care. You know, whenever you get on an airplane and they tell you the emergency procedures, they let you know that if we suddenly lose cabin pressure, a mask will drop down. Put the mask on you first. They're saying walk in self-care. Self-care has gotten a bad rap. So many have perceived that as being overindulgent and self-centered and all of that. But the reality is that if you don't care for you, if you're not in a whole place, you cannot help others. And that's why when you're on a plane in an emergency and there is a loss of cabin pressure, and we're dealing with that in our lives today, we're dealing with this quote-unquote loss of cabin pressure as we're facing this difficulty and this crisis. And we have to put the mask on us first. Before we can help others, we have to make sure the mask on ourselves. And so I love that we were able to take this journey together on navigating through difficulty. It was a rich four-week series. And if you've missed any of the past installments, again, they are available for you for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Now that we've gotten some tools in our toolbox on navigating through difficulty, the other side of that is, oh my gosh, Coach Adam, help me. How do I stay productive during difficult times? And many are struggling with this. We're all on a stay-at-home order. We're safer at home, however you phrase it. Many have said, I'm locked up. I'm sequestered. I'm shut in. Whatever you call it, hibernation. I'm an only child, and you see the only child, the introvert in me, she's been preparing for this all of her life because, you know, she's at one with herself and is comfortable in that quiet place. I often in the past used to say that bear cub hibernation mode. And so we're in that zone of whatever you call it at this time. And the challenge is, in the midst of all of what's going on, how do I stay productive? How do I continue to maintain my focus and do what I need to do, keeping the main things in the midst of this difficulty? And many of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams loves to put together a good acronym. And so, of course, for how to stay productive during difficulty, I came up with an acronym for productive. And so I want to encourage you, if you're taking notes, write productive vertically down your paper. And we're going to look at each of these areas, and we're going to get through as many as we can today. And what we can't get through today, then we will pick it up in our next installment. And so I hope you have those notepads and pens ready, and you're ready to dive into how to stay productive during difficult times. Because I know, even for me, because of all of what's going on, it is so easy to get distracted right now. It really is. If you turn on the news, you will easily get distracted, and story after story is going to tell you about the constant tragedy of what's going on around us. And that's why I open by saying, are you finding it hard to stay focused from distractions? And the reality is that once we get beyond this crisis, and, you know, I don't minimize it, but it is important to stay mindful that a crisis is common. Crises happen at different levels all the time. This is a crisis itself is not unique. The circumstances around this particular crisis may have some unique components, but a crisis itself, it's not uncommon. In essence, it really is common. And so I say that because what I'm sharing with you, it applies not only at this time, it applies at any time that you're dealing with life's challenges, that you're dealing with a crisis, that you're dealing with difficulty. How to stay productive during those times is so key. And so our P for productive is pivot. A pivot is a change in our strategy without a change in the vision. So the vision itself doesn't change. But when I pivot in a basketball court, when the player pivots, they keep one foot in place while holding the ball and moving the other foot one step in another direction. And that is a pivot. And so when you're in a difficult place and you're looking to be productive, you have to determine at that moment when you have the ball and your feet are planted, where do I need to make a slight shift? I'm not losing my vision, but I'm making a slight shift to pivot so that I can stay productive. That slight shift may be I got the ball, and I'm making a slight shift away from the television because it's not serving me right now as it relates to my productivity and my vision. Please don't misunderstand. Coach Adams is not saying you don't have to stay well informed. It's important to know what's going on, but you don't have to allow yourself to be all consumed by the TV. A dear associate of mine, I love this terminology that she phrases it. She calls it the hell-a-vision. You don't have to get caught up by the hell-a-vision. And so I want you to know that this pivot is so important as it relates to staying productive during difficult times. Because if you see, if I'm trying to go in this one direction with the ball and it's not serving me, I stay planted, I keep my feet planted, I just make that slight shift, moving one foot into a different direction. Again, staying mindful that a pivot is a change in our strategy. Hear it, in our strategy. Without a change in my vision. So my vision has not changed. That player on the basketball court, their vision has not changed to make the basket. But they've determined, how do I need to make a slight shift to reposition myself strategically so that I'm in a better position to now make the shot despite all of the individuals that are trying to block me from my goal. And that is so important to recognize. So when it comes to staying productive, we have to know when to pivot, shift at the appropriate time. Our R in productive, in our acronym, is raise your awareness and stay conscious. Raise your awareness and stay conscious. You've often heard me, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I say this often. You cannot be that ostrich putting its head in the sand, going unconscious, totally and completely unaware of what's going on. See, my awareness is having the knowledge and the perception of a situation. I have to be able to see what's going on. I have to have this awareness. I have to stay conscious. I can't go asleep at this appropriate time. It's not the right time. You know, and so I often use the analogy as well that I liken it to a watchman on a watchtower. So when you raise your awareness, you're repositioning yourself so that you're at a higher level to see what is going on around you. Okay, yes, you know, you're aware of the circumstances, but something different happens when you're in the midst of the crowd versus if you were to rise up a little bit above the crowd, your point of view, your perception is different. And so raising your awareness is that repositioning of staying conscious at a different level, at a heightened level, like a watchman on a watchtower. Because if you don't, guess what? You won't stay productive. You'll easily be distracted. When we're in the midst of the crowd of the stuff, easy to get distracted. It's more difficult to battle what we may be dealing with when we're in the midst of it. So we have to isolate ourselves, rise above it in our awareness, in our consciousness, so that we can now deal with things at a different level. So our P is pivot. Like that basketball player on the court, I got to know exactly when to make that slight shift, reposition my foot, not my vision itself, but just the strategy in that moment. R, raise your awareness and stay conscious. I'm raising my awareness in my knowledge base. I'm raising my awareness in my perception of the situation. I'm doing what I need to do to adjust in my awareness and my consciousness. O is organize. Again, I'm giving you an acronym on how to stay productive during difficult times. Organize, my O. I have to arrange and bring into order whatever is out of order. So for those of us that are feeling like, I don't know what to do with this time, I'm getting cabin fever, I'm losing my mind, I just have so much idle time, maximize this time. Get organized. Do what you need to do to recenter, refocus, to get your space in a different clarity for you. Organize it. Throw some stuff away that you've been meaning to throw away. Go through some boxes, go through some drawers, whatever, some stacks, whatever it looks like. get organized, arrange and bring order to a situation. You know, it's so interesting because sometimes when we're going through and organizing, we may find something and we're like, oh my gosh, I've been looking for that. And this is a perfect time to get organized. Because when we are more organized, we're in a position to be more productive. And so I want you to know that you may be thinking, I don't have time to get organized. I'm dealing with so much right now with the crisis. Well, and I understand that, and I'm not minimizing that. You know, I'm in a four-week mastermind currently on leading through. The reality is that, yes, there is crisis happening all around us. And so for those that would say I'm getting cabin fever and those that would say, you know, I'm just not feeling like it, because you've allowed yourself to be completely consumed by the news headlines and the constant deposits of what the media is saying, and know that their agenda, it's not to empower you. It's not to give you hope. Their agenda is to bring you the story that is the most riveting, the story that's going to pull at every heartstring. And oftentimes, that's not the story of hope. Unfortunately, that's the reality. So know that the media's agenda, and I'm not speaking badly of those that are in the media. I'm just simply saying we need to understand that they're bringing you the most provoking story. They're not bringing you oftentimes the stories of hope. They're not bringing you the stories of those that have recovered from the coronavirus. They're bringing you the devastation of the virus. Why? Because that failed. And they know that that's what you want to hear, generally speaking, the majority. We see it in all of the TV shows and the movies and all of that. So they know exactly what you want, we want, so they bring you that. And so if we allow ourselves to get caught up in that, that's why it's so important for us to raise our awareness and our consciousness and to stay conscious, to know their agenda is different than your agenda right now. They don't want you to be productive. They want you to be caught up in the pandemonium of the pandemic, the panic, the fear. That's what they're bringing to us on a regular. And so with that, if you're saying I don't have time because I'm so engrossed in the television, you need to step away from the television. Take the time that you need to organize, to arrange and bring order to your space, whatever that may be. Because when we have and bring order to our space, we are more organized. There's greater clarity. There's greater clarity. We're now able to be more productive. I'm not spending 20 minutes looking for something that it can take me 1 minute to find, because I now have brought order to, I've now arranged in the way that I needed to, so now I can get to things very easily and be more productive with my time. And so, again, I want you to hear my heart, because my desire, not only in this season, but in general as a coach, is to be a beacon of light and hope that's bringing and giving you empowerment. And so know that I'm not minimizing what we're dealing with in the world around us. I am not minimizing it. I'm dealing with it myself. I'm very independent. I like being able to just get up and go. And I'm staying put. Why? Because I want to do my part. My part to help to curb and to bring to closure what we're dealing with. And if that means staying at home, I'm staying at home because I want to do my part. But know that it is a fight to not just get up and go. So I'm affected as well. The economy has taken a dive. I'm affected by that. And so I share this with you to say that we're all dealing with it at different levels. But just because the sky is falling for someone else doesn't mean that the sky has to fall for you. And that's why if you can lift yourself out of the crowd of the stuff and continue forward with being productive in your vision and in your assignment in the midst of, you're going to be in a better position when we all get back to the starting line and they draw the gun and say, bam, go, if you do what you need to do in this season to stay productive, to continue to allow yourself to be. And so getting back to our acronym, how to stay productive during a difficult time, P, pivot, R, raise your awareness and stay conscious, O, organize, arrange and bring order to, whatever that looks like for you, D, do what's essential. We must still execute. Things are not going to just get done if we don't take the time to get them done. They're not going to mysteriously happen. The bills still have to be paid or arrangements need to be made. It's not going to mysteriously happen. And so we have to do what's essential. Keeping the main thing, what should be at the top of your priority list. And so when we're saying do what's essential, we're saying prioritize. Now, 6 weeks ago, certain things that you may have been doing, you're not able to do, or there's a shift. So it's about what is the priority for me in this season? Keeping the main thing, and focusing on that. So do what is essential. Do what's essential. Again, shameless plug, if you've missed Navigating Through Difficulty, our past 4-week series, you would want to reconnect with that because that gives you tools on what's essential. What do I need to focus in on as it relates to navigating through this difficulty? So if you have questions around, okay, what's essential right now, Coach Adams? Well, staying healthy is essential. Staying safe is essential. Those things are key because if you don't have your health, nothing matters. And so if you're not being wise in your movement and utilizing the protective gear that we're being recommended that we have to have, see, that's, for me right now, that's essential. That is something that is essential. Others may say, Coach Adams, I haven't bought into that. I disagree with you. You have the right to do so. Whatever is essential to you in this season, don't miss the point. How to stay productive, I must do what's essential. You see, for me, it's essential for me to continue to empower others and to bring value into the lives of others. That's essential for me as a coach, as a speaker, teacher, trainer. And so how do I do that? A part of how I do that is Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I can't just shut it down and say, oh, my gosh, we're dealing with, and I can't focus. No, that is still essential for me. So I'm saying productive on purpose, bringing forth what I can that connects you in this season of what we're dealing with, not minimizing. It's relevant information that connects with you now. So whatever that looks like for you, do what's essential. But what I want you to understand is the do is an action word. That's the execution. So there's certain things that you must do. Maybe it's applying for unemployment. Maybe it's going online and figuring out how do I get the stimulus. Maybe It's getting the support you need for your business, whatever that is. Get the point. Do what's essential. Making sure that I'm staying healthy. Do what's essential. Maintaining the social distance. Do what's essential. Don't take those things for granted, but do what you need to do to execute on the main thing, those things that are important. Keeping the main thing, focus on what's essential. If you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we so appreciate you joining us for today's broadcast. I want you to know that we are looking at how to, now this is so key, how to stay productive during difficult times. I'm giving you an acronym around productive. Coach Adams loves a good acronym. And so what we've talked about so far is, number one, the P, pivot, our raise your awareness and stay conscious. Our O is organize. We were just talking about our D, do what's essential. Our U is understand your triggers. Understand your triggers. What are you saying, Coach Adams? I don't quite get that. Understand what sets you off. What causes you to lose focus? What causes you to become distracted? If it's the TV, then you want to step away, turn it off, shut it down. If it's listening too much news, as an example, whatever that is that causes you to get distracted. Maybe it's that phone call of that person that they just want to gab, gab, gab. And so you're not prioritizing and you're not managing your time effectively because they're all caught up. The sky is falling for them and they're dragging you into the sky falling, and they've now pulled you away from your focus on purpose and being productive in the midst of. And so you've lost your focus, you've lost your anchor, and you're now on this rabbit trail with them. The sky is falling, and you've become distracted. So know what are the triggers for you. Understand your triggers. And the thing is that your triggers are different than my triggers. My triggers are different than your triggers. And so this is why I'm saying to you that you need to understand what sets you off. Not what sets me off, but what sets you off. It's just like, for example, if I'm not a drinker and I go into a bar, that's not going to set me off because I'm not a drinker. But if I take a recovering alcoholic into a bar, guess what? That's not the right environment for them. Bam, that's a trigger for them. So that's what I'm saying. You have to know what your triggers are for you. One of my triggers is I am an audible learner. And so I know that right now I have to be very cautious on what I'm listening to, because that's a trigger for me. And I know that my ears are gates into my soul. And so if I allow myself to listen to the wrong thing, because I am an audible learner, then I don't even have to be aware of it. I'm hearing it, and it creates a file in me. It takes me to this story many years ago. I don't know, for those of you, if you're listening in, if you remember the movie Hustle and Flow, and I have shared this story before, so if you heard it, just indulge me. But it's so important because it's dealing with what we're talking about and understanding your triggers. And so I was in the shopping and the grocery store shopping. I was at Ralph's, and I'm just walking around the store. Well, interestingly enough, at that time, the movie Hustle and Flow, the soundtrack had been nominated for an Oscar. And so they were playing the song, the primary song, just like crazy. And, you know, of course, when you go into a grocery store in certain places, you can't, you have no control over what's being played. And so I'm walking around and just getting my items and shopping, and I get outside the store and I'm pushing my basket to my car, and suddenly I hear the sound of, "It's hard out here being a pimp." And I'm like, where did that come from? What? And I realized that they were just playing that song in the store. Again, I'm an audible learner. And so I wasn't even consciously aware of the song, but they had been playing it so much during that time that suddenly this file had been created. Hard out here being a pimp, what? I mean, that's not even remotely a part of my life. I don't even have any experience in that area, but yet because of the sounds of the music and how powerful music is, it was creating a file in me. And the same is true with what we're looking at. I can give you another illustration on this very subject of what we're talking about. When 9/11 happened, I remember I'm looking at TV, and of course, you know, every image was the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower. And of course, that was such a crisis that we were dealing with. Oh my gosh, this terror attack, terrorist attack, you know, here, you know, wow, all of these people affected, and you seeing the plane and the image. And I went to sleep that day, and I began to see, without watching the TV, the plane hitting the tower. Because of the visual of that, our eye gates, our ear gates, they're the windows to the soul. And so I encourage you to know what are your triggers. And so that was a great lesson learned for me, those two situations that I share with you. And I realized I really got to stay mindful. I got to stay mindful of what I watch. Many people are struggling at this very time today. They are overwhelmed with anxiety and fear because of what they're looking at, because of what they're listening to. Those are triggers that they have not come to realize are triggers for them. And so they're allowing these images and the sounds to be deposited, and it's throwing them off. It's causing them to lose focus. It's causing them to be distracted and overwhelmed by fear and anxiety, and they're not able to be productive because those other feelings have taken dominance in them. And so I want you to know that you have to control that, but you have to first understand your triggers. It is amazing how quickly time flies. And, you know, I want to just simply pause here because we're right at just about 15 minutes until the close of today's broadcast. I do have other points to share with you in our acronym of productive. But remember, I said that whatever we didn't get to today, we would pick up in our next installment. But I would really love to open our lines up and hear from you, our global listening audience, on what has been shared so far. What are you taking away from what has been shared and discussed? This is a time in our programming where we will offer for you to interact with us. So, I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, I would love to hear from you. What are you taking away from what has been discussed today? We've talked a great deal around several different areas of our acronym on productive and how to stay productive in the midst of difficulty, during difficulty. And so, again, we welcome your feedback, your interaction. Meanwhile, I'm going to do a quick summary review before we get into our other areas, but would love to hear from you. And so if you do have a question or comment, we invite you to chime right on in. Ah, looks like we do have a caller, area code 972, last four digits, 3607. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We would love to hear from you. What is your question or your thoughts? Maybe you have some additional insight around what we've shared. Go right ahead.
Well, this is Apostle Linda Holliday from calling from Frisco, Texas today.
And well, hello there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I am so excited that you're speaking on this topic tonight because we have a lot of time on our hands. And I believe that time is so valuable. And I like everything that you're saying. I can't wait till next week to get to the remainder, get to the rest of the word, the acronym of productive, because everything you're saying is so on point. I mean, organizing in this time of our lives, we don't have to just focus on the fact that we're organizing for right now, but we're organizing for our future. And there are so many things that you could do with time. You said to do what's essential. So many things that we couldn't do because we were captivated by other things, other appointments, other people, other things, other events that just took us away from where we were, and I use the word that we're incarcerated, you know, because the government has put us in our homes to where we're not able to be as free as we can be. But I get excited about these type of things because I wanted to say that it doesn't matter your age or what your thoughts are to do something that you've always wanted to do that you've never done. And so I'm learning how to play the guitar.
I love that. That is so awesome. You know, what's so powerful about what you're sharing is that we spoke about that's a part of self-care. And because of what you get from, and I saw how you lit up in your voice, I could tell that that's bringing you great joy, something as simple as I'm learning a new thing, you know, or I'm tapping into something that maybe, like one of the things that I love to do is I love to color. I have adult coloring books and my coloring pencils, and I love to just escape in the moment of that, you know. And so whatever it is that brings you joy, that's a level of self-care, and you're learning a new trade. I love it. That is awesome.
And I do the adult coloring books as well, and it gives you such an overwhelming moment of peace that you are with yourself and you're in that beautiful garden of colors, because those adult coloring books bring such an array of colors. Another thing I do is I take Tai Chi, and I've always been doing Tai Chi for quite a while, but I've taken this time to go into higher levels of the martial art of Tai Chi and understanding all of the moves. So I'm doing that, which is essential. That was your D, do what's essential. So I'm doing something essential for the perfecting or the benefiting of my body, mind, and my spirit. Thank you for giving me that tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing. If I may ask you, on what we have shared so far in our acronym, as we were discussing, and I love that you brought up the D, and maybe this is the one that stood out the most, as we're talking about, of course, how to stay productive during difficult times. And we've talked about our P is pivot, the R is raise your awareness and stay conscious, the O is organize, the D is do what's essential, and you just referenced that, and the U is understand your triggers. Out of what we've shared so far, which has given you the greatest benefit or what stands out the most? Is it the D?
Well, they're all really good, but pivot. Pivot is so incredible importance. The importance of pivoting in your life is because we're on a pathway in our journey, and sometimes we take a pathway that, you know, it's not the path of less resistance. And so sometimes when we're on that pathway, we are facing so many different obstacles in our lives and in our situation, and this is certainly a time on this journey that we're walking in this life that we can't change anything and we're up against it. And I learned in my life's journey as a minister, I learned this very early, that if you're going down that pathway and you're meeting all these obstacles, turn around, pivot, and go the other direction. Go take the path of less resistance, because that's where you will find that which you're seeking. It will flow to you. It will raise the awareness of your consciousness, because in the conscious mind, we have to go into the subconscious to pull out, to deal within the conscious. And my thought process always to go above the subconscious into the supermind, where we are always seeking the enlightenment of our lives here on earth, our purpose here on earth. And then we get to that level if we're able to go beyond the subconscious mind, dealing with all of the stuff that's in there that we constantly, it's like a pot of soup in there. You have so much, and any thought process can come up out of the conscious mind, but out of the subconscious mind, but the conscious mind deals with the subconscious. So we have to learn how to rise above it in that supermind, because that's where we learn to turn. We learn to spiritually, we learn that, oh, this natural thing has come, it's a hindrance, it's a blockage in the spiritual realm, and even in our thought process. So if we learn to pivot and take a turn and go back, you know, to where we can connect back with our source, which is God, then we will find victory, and it will be beautiful in life.
You know, and I love that you said that that was the one that stood out for you. And one of the things that I want to remind our global listening audience who's listening in around a pivot is a change in the strategy. And I want us to really hear that. It's a change in the strategy without changing our vision. So it's not that I'm changing my vision. Of course, I gave the illustration of on the basketball court, you keep one foot in place while holding the ball. I got the ball. I'm one foot in place, and I move the other foot simply one step in a different direction, any direction. When I see that, as our caller has stated, that it's clear, I'm clear on this side. So it's not completely turning around and moving our position and changing our vision. It's simply a change in that moment, pivot in the strategy. And so I just wanted to reconnect our audience with that. And I thank you so much, caller, for chiming in. Such great richness and value. I appreciate you being a regular listener here on Motivational Mondays and just chiming in. It's always so great, the value that you bring. I am so excited about where we're going in this particular series. We're going to pick up where we left off on next week, but I want to share with our global listening audience what you have to look forward to. What you have to look forward to, well, today, of course, in our series of How to Stay Productive During Difficulty and our acronym on productive, we dealt with our P, our R, our O, and our D. Next week, we're going to look at our CTIVE, and we're going to close out our acronym on how to stay productive during difficulty. But I also want our listening audience to know that in this time or any time when you're dealing with crisis and you're dealing with difficulty, I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your goals. And I want you to know that what you are doing right now, if it's serving you, you want to continue to do that. But you may have to step back and say, I need to do something differently and get greater results. You know, Einstein has stated that in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. But if we're not looking for the opportunities, we can miss it because we're so overwhelmed and so caught up by the difficulty, by the crisis, by the challenge, the circumstances. And so I want to ask you this question, our global listening audience. What are you doing differently today to get greater results in this season? Now may be the very perfect time for you to join in a winning partnership, and one-on-one coaching truly makes the difference. Call for additional details concerning that. In addition, I want you to know that I mentioned and referenced my mastermind on leading through crisis. It's a four-week private mastermind group. I love the mastermind because it is the collective of the intellectuals, and it's coming together, these elite leaders who are brainstorming around specific topics. And in this particular mastermind on leading through crisis, you're going to learn practical ways to maneuver through times of difficulty and adversity. And I want to share with you what one of my current participants had to say after our second of our series of four sessions. And this individual, which was just last week, they said, I feel like I just ate an incredible, delicious meal. And they were saying, thank you, Coach Adams, because they are a leader and they're getting the practical strategies that they need to maneuver during this difficult time. If you would like more information about the next four-week series starting on May the 7th, contact our team. You can give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or you may send an email inquiry to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know that I want to stay connected with you. We want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you didn't have a question today or make a comment. Maybe you're feeling, I didn't want to do it live, Coach Adams. But you want to be able to do that still. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group, and so everyone is welcome. It's open dialogue. You have a show recommendation, maybe a topic that you would love to see discussed, or a show guest that you would like to see on the show. That's the area in which you would do that, and we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Know that we're here to support you with the various tools that are available. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you have not already become a part of our network, shoot a quick email to the email address that was just given. We would love to make that available for you because of the full circle of empowerment that we have available. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. be reminded that I am here for you, and I coach, and you win.